Good morning, brothers and sisters. This morning is my talk on Buddhism, about the Four Noble Truths. Of course, since a large number of people have come, I think I would like to make clear that I believe that all major religious traditions have same potential, same message, same goal. Goal in the sense, not talking about sort of long-term thing, and also little mysterious things such as heaven or nirvana. These are, I believe, more, I think, personal business, individual business. So here is, I'm talking, the goal means better world, more happier world, more compassionate humanity. As far as that sort of goal is concerned, all major religions have the same goal. And in fact, I think the same way of approach. So therefore, the in reality, on this small planet, among more than 6 billion human beings, there are so many different traditions already there. So we'll continue. So in order to live harmoniously, make common effort, it is very important to respect one another. I believe it is important to think how much contribution can make from my tradition, from my experience, not thinking how to propagate my teaching or my sort of tradition. If one side try to propagate, spread one's own tradition, another side also is a similar effort, then sooner or later clash will come. So therefore, firstly, all have the same potential, really admirable way. And secondly, it is very important to have mutual respect. Therefore, I always say, emphasize the people from different traditions should keep their own faith and don't sort of hurry to change religion. That's not good. Sometimes, you see, it may develop more confusion later. So therefore, it is better to keep one's own tradition. Then, of course, obviously, now front line, a yellow-robed monk. So certainly these are Buddhist, and also here and here. These are, of course, you see, the from either Vietnamese or Thai or Burma or Sri Lanka, and also many Japanese and many Chinese, Mongolian and Tibetan. We traditionally we are Buddhist. So somehow now Australia, more and more Asian people are coming. So therefore, in this country, I think some area, I think like Sydney, maybe, I don't know very detailed, but it's very possible now multi-culture, multi-religion, multi-sort of nationality. So certainly, you see here, there's some Buddhist, traditionally as a Buddhist, people from a country traditionally Buddhist, also here. And then among the Westerners, who traditionally use Christian background, then out of millions of people, some may have the inclination, the mental attitude, the Buddhist way of approach is more effective. So perhaps it's some in the West, in America or in Europe, traditionally it's a Judo-Christian sort of tradition, and also some extent Muslim, but some people are showing genuine interest about Buddhism. So, on that ground, now I'm giving some explanation about Buddha Dharma. Now I'm going to speak in Tibetan. I think, you see, the first thing is Tibetan, for me, of course, much easier. My broken English is sometimes there is a danger to get sort of, I'd say, wrong understanding or wrong message. So I often is telling people, my audience, when you listen Dalai Lama's broken English, be careful. I think this is very possible. You say, I'm thinking this is something, then words wrong, you choose wrong word. But sometimes this is some reporter, this is reported Dalai Lama very carefully worded. So actually, not that kind of thing. Just a few vocabulary that I use is one word. You see, if there is sort of, in my knowledge, there's plenty of different words, then you see, there's possibility to choose the very precise word. But that's not my case. So it's much easier to speak in my own mother tongue. Then secondly, perhaps I think in this moment, I think for understanding of the complete form of Buddhism, which come from Nalanda tradition, I think both language, Pali language, originally Pali language, as well as Sanskrit language, this is used both on the basis of both language. You see, the old Buddhist tradition, you see, eventually, you see, some kind of unified. That is a Nalanda tradition. Many Nalanda scholars, their work in Sanskrit. Certainly, you see, they also practice Vinaya. And they certainly, you see, they learned Pali and the whole Buddhist in Pali language. Also, you see, they study and practice. And meantime, in Buddhism, in Sanskrit, they also study and practice. In fact, you see, even today, like Nagarjuna's work, and also the Chandrakirti's work, and Shantideva's work, these texts, the non-Buddhist scholar, you see, they consider, you see, their style and Sanskrit language, Sanskrit kadadi leja ge thidanda leja ge pugadi nanda chaoshiro ani kasa chu chama namde kasa namde chinju shivu sa to zgo wa na thanda de kha garo da kada chigdi shira ge shu chigi ngon do jen yan ben demarisa leja samo remdo
leaving aside the value of the contents of these texts, but even in terms of the literary standard and quality, non-Buddhist scholars, modern non-Buddhist scholars, they marvel at the sophistication and the high standard of literary style of the great Buddhist texts like Nagarjuna's Fundamentals of the Middle Way, Chandrakirti's works, and Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life.
So the Nalanda tradition, I feel, is something complete form of Buddha Dharma. And also, it is some, I think, obvious, some Nalanda scholar, it's also, the work as well as practice the Tantrayana, Buddhist Tantrayana. One, I think, the Nalanda scholar, Dipankara Atisha, he came to Tibet and wrote some books in Tibet. So he mentioned it's a Tantrayana. So it is quite obvious. Now today, I think Buddhism, which come from Nalanda tradition, I think for that, I think Tibetan language is the best language. This is to get the precise meaning. Nowadays, now of course the English and French and some other, you see, the language now, you see, also use for sort of Buddhist sort of text or text of Buddhist translations there now. But still, I think the Tibetan language is the best language. So, therefore, it is worthwhile to explain in one of the best language which can explain about the Nalanda tradition more precisely. So I'm very happy to speak in Tibetan. And that also gives me more rest. While translators, you see, carry translation, isn't it? So, very good.